pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
那么什么叫做圣灵的充满呢？
Then what is it to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
圣灵的充满的情况怎么样呢？
And what is the criteria and the manifestations of being filled with the Holy Spirit?
就是从我的身上能够表述圣灵的能力来。
And that is that you can manifest the power from within you.
能够脱离罪的能力。
That you can depart from the power of sin.
能够行善的能力。
And that you can do what is good.
能够传道的能力。
And you have the power to preach the gospel.
等等以前我所做不到的一些能力啊，表现出来。
And all the things that you cannot do in the past, now you have the power to do them all.
这样子才算是圣灵充满的人。
Then this is we call the person who is being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
那么这一节想要讲怎么样来求圣灵的充满。
In this session, I would like to talk about how to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
知道哦，圣灵充满的重要性。
Heaven, you have understood what is the importance of the Holy Spirit.
也知道哦，圣灵充满的情况。
And also.You know the manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
假如不知道这个方法怎么求的话呢？
However, if you do not know the method, how are you going to pray for it?
那么只在羡慕人家圣灵充满，自己没有办法得到圣灵充满。
If you don't know the method, you can only be envious that someone else is filled with the Holy Spirit and you are not.
所以这一节想向各位啊介绍，要怎么求才能够得到圣灵充满。
In this session, I would like to talk about what's the method, how to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那知道这个方法之后呢，那么今天还有两次的祷告啊，就用这个方法来求求看。
And when you know the method of how to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we have two more sessions later when you can come to the front and pray for the Holy Spirit.
就是今天求不到啊，也要继续的求。
Even today, if you have not receive the Holy Spirit, you must continue to pray for the Holy Spirit as well as for those people who has received the Holy Spirit, you must pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
懂得这个方法之后啊，那么按照这个方法不断的修，继续的修。
When you know this method, you can continue to pray using this method.
因为圣灵是神应许要赐给我们的。
Because the Holy Spirit is a promise from God that He will give it to us.
人家得到，我也一定会得到的。
When others receive, I too can receive it.
因为神是公义的神，慈爱的神啊。
Because our God is just, our God is merciful.
他不会偏爱这个人给他圣灵，啊不爱啊这个人就不给他，没有这样。
And our God will not show partiality to just one and not to other.
只要你是遵守神旨意的这个好孩子，做神的好孩子，一定给你。
As long as you are a child that obey the commandment of God, surely God will grant you with the Holy Spirit and fill you with His Spirit.
所以要以这些方法来求求。
And you have to go by these methods to pray for the Holy Spirit.
一个啊，要有渴慕的心啊。
First, you have to have a heart to thirst for the Holy Spirit.
现在你们知道这个圣灵充满的重要性了吗？
Now that you know the importance of being filled with the Holy Spirit,
应该要渴望，应该会渴望才对。
You should thirst for this Holy Spirit to fill you.
那你不渴望的话，你就不会迫切求。
If you do not thirst for this Holy Spirit, then you will not pray for it earnestly.
那既然你不迫切求啊，那神，既然你这样子嘛，神怎么会理你呢？
And if you do not pray for it earnestly, and then God will not look at you as being serious.
所以，要得圣灵充满的人呐、啊，要有渴慕圣灵充满的这个心的人，才能得到。
Only those people who has a thirst for the Holy Spirit will be filled with this Holy Spirit.
这个是，啊，这个是要得圣灵充满的第一个条件。
This is the first method and criteria, to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
不可慕的人，那就没有办法啊得到啊这个圣灵的充满了。
And for those people who do not thirst for this Holy Spirit, it's impossible to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
请看这个约翰福音第七章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 7. John 7.
约翰福音第七章三十七节。
Verse 37.
七章三十七节
John chapter 7 verse 37。
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了可以到我这里来喝。人若渴了，那渴的人，口渴的人呢，啊，这个真的想要喝水啊。
When we know that a person thirsty, he's dying for water.
那么以这个心情啊，你渴慕圣灵的充满啊。
And similarly with this kind of heart that you thirst for the infilling of the Holy Spirit,
那么愿意到主耶稣的面前来求啊。
And that you're willing to come before Christ to pray for the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣说，人若渴了，心灵渴了，心中空虚了，渴慕圣灵的充满了，可以到我这里来，到前面来。
Jesus here said, if anyone is thirsty, this thirst refers to the spiritual thirst inside you, and this person should come to me and drink.
信我的人呢、啊，就能经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江来。这个圣灵充满的情况啊。
In verse 38, it says, "Whoever believes in me, the scriptures have said, streams of living water will flow from within me." And that is filling with Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满的人呢、啊，外表上也会感觉好像一股力量啊，啊，从我的腹中啊流出来，一直涌出来。
A person who is filled with the Holy Spirit can also experience the streams of living water that flow from within him.
这是开始得到圣灵啊充满的一种表现。
And this is one of the manifestations of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们求圣灵的时候，感觉从腹中有一股力量一直涌出来，变成灵言。啊，这个就是你要开始得到圣灵的充满了。
So the moment when you pray and you feel that there's this stream of living water that flow from within you, and slowly to the point when you start speaking in tongue, then you know that you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
我开始得到圣灵的感动，就是这样子。
And this was my experience when I filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为那个时候啊。我刚才昨天见证我这个暑假完了，我就不再去了，因为没有得到什么。
Yesterday I testified that after the summer seminar at church, I stopped going to church because I thought I will not receive the Holy Spirit.
后来遇到一种挫折感。
It was later on that I met with some problem and difficulty.
说在想起教会。
That I remember church again.
假如神没有给我尝到这个挫折感的话，或者我就忘记教会了。
If God did not allow me to experience this difficulty, I may have forgotten about the church.
这种挫折之感呢、啊，我就会再到教会去不可了。
It is because of the difficulty that I thought of the church and wanting to go to church again.
那么那个时候啊，正好台中教会是秋季的灵恩布道会。
At that time, it so happened that there was this autumn spiritual convocations in Taichung Church in Taiwan.
我就早晨啊，要想要去祷告。
So very early in the morning, I want to go to the church and pray.
想不到他们是正在灵恩布道会期间的求圣灵的早晨祷告会。
And I went to church and pray. Little did I realize that it was during the period of the time that they were having their morning prayer during the spiritual convocations.
那么当时驻台中教会的传道就是谢顺道长了。
The resident pastor at that church was Elder 谢顺道。
他就是引用刚才我所念的这两节经节来勉励我们要求圣灵。
And during the morning prayer session, he used these two verses to encourage us to pray for the Holy Spirit.
说人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
And that was in verse 37, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
当时我正感觉这个口渴啊，
I remember that time,
心里啊渴慕啊。
I felt that I was very thirsty. It was a spiritual thirst inside me.
所以当时他这么说啊，就是有一些信徒站起来到前面去了。
After when he said this, many members went to the front and pray.
我因为也渴了，所以我不知不觉自己站起来了。
Because I was thirsty myself, myself, I find myself going to the front and pray as well.
啊，跟着人家走到前面去了。
I followed the rest of them and went to the front.
啊，这是我第一次到前面去祷告。
And that was my first experience going to the front to pray.
因为真的感觉心中渴啊。
Because truly I felt thirsty.
而抑制我的渴不行。
I felt very thirsty, and I want this thirsty to be cured.
所以不是受人家的勉励勉强啊，我就自动的上去，自动的去啊。
It was not because people were encouraging me to move to the front, but it was myself that after just yearning to go to the front to pray.
有这个精神才行。
You must have this kind of attitude.
这个表示你的渴慕啊。
This kind of spirit shows that you have a heart of thirst.
那看人家有没有去。如果没有去，我只有一个人去，不好意思，这个不算可能。
But if you're looking around, looking at see who's going to the front, and if you're alone going to the front, you felt embarrassed, then that's not right.
或者常常看到这个我们信徒啊，就要劝这个求道者啊，或者拉着这个求道者啊到前面来。
Or sometimes we see our members dragging the true seeker to come to the front and pray.
那么是被拉着出来的啊。假如神没有特别怜悯啊，他得不到，他没有办法得到。
And the person who is being dragged to the front, and it's not for the mercy of God, this person may not receive the Holy Spirit.
所以自己从心里有渴慕，感觉正是渴啊，求神要医治我的这个渴，办法才有办法得到圣灵。
At that time, I truly felt the thirst in me, and I want God to cure me.Of this thirst, so I went in front and wanting to pray for the Holy Spirit to fill me.
听说我们一位弟兄当兵被派到金门前线去。
I've heard of one of my of a church brother when he was being conscripted in the army, he was being sent to Kiment, the front line.
有一个晚上他被派到轮流派到半夜时候的站岗。
One night he was being sent to one of the harbor, to a front line and for battle.
那么当时从大陆那边常常有军人，所以海军陆战队嘛，普通话叫做水鬼，因为从水里游着水来抓人的，所以叫水鬼常常出现。
And because Kinmen is an island that's facing mainland China, often people who are guarding that territorial water will have to be aware of submarine coming at night from China.
而这位弟兄刚好轮到半夜的时候在站岗。
And this brother, he was being stationed on duty as one of the watchmen at night.
在站岗当中呢，忽然想到我还没有圣灵啊。
When he was watching and he was at the front line, he suddenly realized that he didn't receive the Holy Spirit yet.
我的家人都有圣灵啊，只有剩下我一个没有圣灵。
He taught to himself that his family members have received the Holy Spirit and he was the only one without.
那么如果没有圣灵不能进天国的话呢，那他们进去我不能进去，我不能遇到我的亲人家人，他就感觉悲痛起来。
If I do not have the Holy Spirit, I will not be able to meet my family one day in heaven. And it was at a point of time that he was very sorrowful.
那这样怎么行呢？我也非有圣灵不可啊。
How can this happen to me? I should have the Holy Spirit.
但是在站岗也不能跪下来祷告啊。
However, because he was on duty, he cannot kneel down and pray.
只是在心里这么想，在渴慕当中。
In the heart, he was thirsting for the Holy Spirit.
身体震动，得到圣灵。
It was at that moment when he was thirsting for the Holy Spirit and he thought in the heart, then his body started to move.
所以其实渴慕比你跪下还重要。
Therefore, if you have a heart to thirst, it's more important than this action of kneeling down.
假如你没有渴慕的心，一直跪到膝盖痛也没有用的。
If you don't have the heart of thirst, it doesn't matter how long you have kneeled until you bruise your knees.
因为这位弟兄渴慕的缘故，站着得到圣灵。
Because this brother, he has his heart to thirst for the Holy Spirit, and the very fact that he was standing, he received the Holy Spirit.
所以第一个啊，要知道，这个要求圣灵啊，唯有渴慕的心，不可。
So first, in order to receive this Holy Spirit, you must have a heart of thirst.
这第一个。
This is the first criteria, the first method.
第二个，那么到前面来跪下来祷告的时候，能够专心。
Secondly, when you come forth to the front and pray, you can concentrate better.
专心也不容易呢。
It is not easy to be focused in prayer.
为什么不容易呢？
Why is it very difficult to be focused?
等一下里面 就会知道。
You'll come to know this.
而且在马太福音第
As in the book of Matthew
第六章
Chapter 6 Matthew chapter 6
从第六节
Matthew chapter 6 verse 6
马太文六章六节，你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。叫我们要进入内屋，我们的房子里面最里面的，不受人打扰的最里面的这个房间进去。
Here, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to the Father.
还要关上门。
You must go to your inner room and close the door.
来祷告。
And then you pray.
目的就是为了不受外面的打扰啊，使我能够专心祷告。
And the reason is that you will not be easily distracted by what is happening around you outside.
那么进入自己。家的内屋关上门，这个简单啊，这个大家都会做。
Well, it's easy for you to go into your room and close the door.
难的就是没有办法关上你心中的门呐。
But what is difficult is to close this door of your heart.
所以进入你的内屋啊，进入我们的灵里面去。
To enter into your room, it refers to your spiritual room inside you.
所以说要祷告啊，要用心灵和诚实祷告。
When you pray, you have to pray in spirit and in truth.
这个心灵啊是灵。
The spirit refers to spirit of your heart.
我们人啊有三个元素构成的。
There are three entities that make up of a person, human.
大家看得见的这个外体身体。
The physical entity.
里面有看不见的魂和灵。
And inside this physical entity are two entities that is invisible, and that is the soul and the spirit.
我们的中文圣经都是灵魂，灵魂啊，灵跟魂没有分别啊。原文圣经、英文圣经都是分别的啊。魂是 soul， 灵是 spirit。
For the Chinese translations, they put spirit and soul together. However, for English, we often separate them, soul as in soul and spirit.
所以你看中文圣经的灵魂啊，要知道这究竟魂呢还是灵呢？要看英文圣经。
And when you're reading the Chinese translation, it's difficult for you to tell as to whether it's referring specifically whether to the soul or spirit. You have to read the English translations.
有些人认为看得见的身体是一个元素，看不见的灵魂合在一个元素啊、人是二元素二元论的。其实我们看了原文英文啊，知道灵魂体有三种。
Some people thought that the body is made up of dualistic entity, which is only the physical entity and the spiritual entity. However, when we read the Bible, we know that it's made up of three, which is the spirit, soul, and flesh.
那么魂跟体，魂跟灵有什么区别呢？
Now, what's different between soul and spirit?
普通大概不容易分辨。
It is very difficult for us to differentiate between soul and spirit.
在我所了解的魂呢、啊，是我们的思想、感情、意念。
According to what I understand, soul refers to our feeling, our thought.
自情意这部分是属于魂的部分。
And that is a kind of a desire that we have, and that is the soul.
那么灵呢？灵是比魂更在里面的，平常没有发作。在我们想了发出什么感情啦，决定什么意志啦，这魂的作用。
The spirit is embedded in the soul, is one that is untouched.Oftentimes when we are thinking or feeling, there is also that's working.
那个不是灵的作用。
That's not the spirit that's working.
灵呢是神向亚当鼻孔吹了一口气，气源呢就是灵了。
The spirit is a breath that God has breathed into Adam.
那就成为有灵的活人了。
And then he become a living man.
那么这个灵什么作用呢？
And what is the work of the spirit inside us?
灵跟你比魂还重要呢。
The spirit is more important than the soul.
那这些都不知道的人，那这个肉体最重要了。
And those people who are ignorant of soul and spirit, they thought the physical body is the most important.
这个身体是保护灵和魂的这个客体呀。
But rather, this physical body is only a mere protection of the soul and spirit inside us.
灵这一生主要作用啊，就是与神灵交，与神灵交。
The work of the spirit is to have communications with God.
那么与神灵交灵啊，普通不知道不，一般说起来不是常有所作用的存在。
And the spirit that is to communicate with the spirit of God is often untouched.
但雅各书二章二十六节说，人没有灵，那个灵们是灵，就是死的。
In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 26, it says that man without spirit, then the person is dead.
所以有一天灵离开你的身体你就是死的。
One day, if the spirit were to depart from you, then you are dead.
因为身体没有灵就是死的嘛。
A body without spirit is a dead body.
所以是灵是最重要，神所吹的那口气对人来说最重要。
Therefore the spirit is the most important is the spirit that God breathes into man.
主要是跟神灵交的。
The spirit is for the sole purpose of communicating with the spirit of God.
这样说起来或者大家还不大了解啊，孟子有说一个恻隐之心，如果你了解孟子说的那个恻隐之心啊，大概就是灵的部分，那这个平常不发作的啦。
It's very difficult to understand this concept of spirit.
他说：“哦，人都有恻隐之心呐、就是人都有灵在里面的啊。具体说啊，就是良心呐、属于良心的部分呐、
Mentions also one said that a person has conscience inside.
所以人死的时候灵啊回到赐灵的神那里去，他是不受审判的。
So when person die, the spirit will go back to God.
用土做的这个身体啊就要归土了，埋葬。
And this body is made of dust will return to the earth to be buried.
唯有我们的魂啊受审判。
It's only our spirit, our soul that is being judged.
因为这个魂啊就是自情意嘛，那思想有好的也有坏的啊，感情有好的也有坏的意志也有好的也有坏的所以要受审判。
And this soul refers to our good and bad feeling, our fleshly desire, and this is the soul that will be judged by the spirit returned to God.
所以我们查考过凡是受审判有关审判有关的，我们中文都是灵魂但是那个是魂，不是灵。
So when the person were to face judgment,Later, it is the soul that's being judged.
所以我们要了解灵魂体呀、体是用土做的，尘土神用尘土做的，所以说要归土。
It is important for us to differentiate what is the spirit, soul, and the body, and the body returned to earth as dust.
那么灵呢，是赐灵的神那里去。
And the spirit will return to God that God has granted us.
唯有魂呐。才受审判。
It is only the soul that will be judged.
我们参考一节圣经节吧，《传道书》十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书十二章的第七节。
Ecclesiastic chapter 12 verse 7。
尘土能归于地，尘土就是这个身体啊，用尘土做的这个肉体啊，死了之后归地。
The dust refers to the body. The body that's made of earth, of dust, will return to the ground it came from.
所以要埋葬，要归土为安。
And therefore, a dead body has to be buried to return to the ground.
而灵，这就写灵了，没有写灵魂了。灵呢，人归赐灵的神那里去。
And here it says the spirit. It does not refer to the soul. The spirit will return to God who gave it.
所以他不到阴间，不到乐园呐。因为他不受审判，直接回到神那里去。
So therefore, the spirit does not go to the paradise of Hades; it returns to God.
唯有魂得救不得救就在魂。
So it is only the soul, and it lies in whether the soul will be saved or not.
所以真的本我啊，我这个人啊，就是我的魂了。
And when you are referring to the true self, yourself, you are referring to the soul.
我的这个魂使我思想，使我发出感情，
this soul,
使我立志。
Expresses your thought, and your thought expresses your actions, and then your determinations.
有一次，一个基督徒的老师啊，问学生说：“你把你的存在指给我看看。”
Once there was a Christian teacher that asked a student to show him the manifestations of his true self.
有一个学生就站起来。我啊，我就这个就是我啊。
And this student stood up and said that this is myself, pointing to himself.
老师说不是，那个是你的鼻子，不是你本身。
However, the teacher said that's not you, that's only your nose.
那么再来一个学生站起来，我啊，我就是我啊，这个就是我啊。
Another student stood up and said, me, this is my true self.
老师说不是，那个只是你的胸部。胸膛，
and the teacher said, "No, that's not your true self. That's only your bosom."
学生都不知道。
And not even one student knew exactly who is the true self.
你们知道吗？你们能够把你的本我指给我看吗
？Can you show me your true self?
如果你不明白灵魂体的存在的，你就不会了。
If you cannot understand the difference between spirit, soul, and body, then you will never be able to understand what's the true self.
无论它在哪里也好，或者在脑筋也好，或者在心脏也好，就是使我们能够思想，使我们能够发出感情的，使我们能够发出这个意志的，这个魂的存在。
No matter where your true self is, where you can find your body, it lies in the moment when you can express yourself, your feeling, your thought, your action, and that is soul.
那灵呢，更在里面平常，好像没有什么作用，无法出来，因为这个主要跟神灵交了。
And your spirit lies in you, and oftentimes it's not working. It only works when you are communicating with the spirit of God.
具体一点说嘛，就是良心。那良心都是好的啊，虽然有些人良心麻痹了，但良心都是好的啊，所以他要回到神那里去，不受审判。
And to be to put it in a more concrete manner， 什么是良心？
良心啊？
灵还是魂？
良心就是灵。灵。
To put it in a more concrete manner， the spirit refers to the conscience because the conscience will return to God。
那孟子所说的恻隐之心呢，就是良心。
And mentions also refer to that spirit as being the conscience.
普通我们良心没有什么发作啊，遇到有事情的时候，有良心的判断，就是是非之心，罗马书二章所说的。
And normally your conscience will not work. It's only in the moment when you need it to act, then it will start to act.
孟子所说的这个恻隐之心呢、啊？他说，他比一个例子说，像有一个小孩子啊，在这个看这个井啊，古井啊，乡下的那古井啊，不小心掉下去了。
Once this Chinese philosopher mentioned that there was a child was looking into the well.
一般人看到这个小孩子掉下去，你的心什么作用啊
And if you see a child fall into the well, what is your reaction?
我跟他无缘无仇，会说你该死，你死好了，会这样吗？
If you have nothing to do with a child, then you say that, well, you know, it's none of my business.
无缘无仇的啊，第三者大概不会这样。
However, I'm sure normally a person would not react like that when the person see a child fall into the well.
其实啊啊，就是强盗啊，坏人呐、啊，看到这个情形，想要救他，虽然或者救不了，一定他心里的发动啊，有这个心，这个就是恻隐之心啊。
And only the bad people, the evil one, would not have any reactions towards this child falling into the well. But normally, a person will want to run to the front and try to help and save the child.
那这个恻隐之心呢，就是良心，就是灵。
So this kind of reaction is a work of the conscience, is the work of the spirit.
那么跟神灵交接祷告啊，就是用灵啊，心灵啊，灵诚实啊，这个心灵是灵啊，所以祷告用灵不是用魂的。
And so the moment when you're praying to God, it is not your soul that's praying to God, it's your spirit. It's your spirit that's talking the spirit of God.
所以主的那个物质的门，我们肉体的这个眼睛，这个门。
It's not a physical door, but it's rather your eyes that you have to close your eyes.
因为眼睛是灵魂之窗啊。
Because we know that our eyes are the window to our souls.
我们要集中精神，一定眼睛要闭着才行。
In order to concentrate, we have to close our eyes.
所以我们祷告只是眼睛要闭着。
Oftentimes when we pray, we close our eyes.
这个还没有问题啊，关上这个心的门就难了。
It is not difficult to close our eyes, but it's more difficult to close the door to our heart.
为什么说难呢？
Why is that difficult?
你们祷告的时候会不会想到学生的话，想到学校的事情，或想到我功课还没做好的事情？
And when you're praying, would you think of other things, like if you're a student, think of your schoolwork or your exam, your test?
那姊妹们会不会想到我家里的厨房？的事情，我这个小孩的事情，
mother,
会不会想到呢
？You will think of your child, things that's happening at home.
那弟兄们会不会想到我的公司的问题，或者谁欠我的钱的问题
？And as
会不会想
到 a father or brother, you probably will think of your career and your work.
如果你这么想，你的魂的作用啊，你心门就没有关起来了。
And when you're thinking about all this that's disturbing you, that's your soul that's working, it has not closed the door to your heart.
那你祷告还没进到灵里面，把心门关起来。
You have not entered into the inner spirit.
换句话说，这样的话呢，那么就不是专心，不能专心祷告了。
So you're still outside, and you cannot concentrate when you pray.
所以这种祷告没有用。
And it's useless when you are praying like this.
所以这个第二步能够专心进到您的内心啊，灵的部分关上门，不想东想西啊，专心祷告。
Therefore, the second method is that you have to close your door and enter right into your inner spirit, and then you can concentrate and pray. This is the second criteria.
第三个条件
，Thirdly，
神喜欢听的祷告就是我们的悔改的祷告。
God likes to listen to our prayer of repentance。
不像法利赛人在夸口我的好处的这个祷告。
Not like the Pharisee, boasting about himself, bragging of how good he is。
好坏你不说，神都知道的。
Whether you're good or bad, you don't have to say it. God knows it.
只不过神愿意听，你知道你的错误要改，这个最喜欢听了。
But what pleases God is that when He can hear you repenting and confessing yourself of your sin and wrongdoings.
像那个税吏的痛悔的祷告，
like、
这个神喜欢听。
Of the tax collector when he prayed to God in remorse and repentance.
所以那个法利赛人自欲自大的祷告啊，不如这个税吏的很谦卑的悔改的祷告，说他比他好。
And of course,
就是在称赞。
The prayer of the Pharisee is no better off than the tax collector.
请看诗篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
诗篇五十一篇。
Psalms 51.
这个是大卫啊悔改的祷告了。
And we all know that Psalms 51 is a very famous Psalms of repentance written by King David.
开头的那个小子说，大卫八十八呀。就是乌利亚的妻子啊，八十八从事以后呢，先知拿单来见他，他就做这个事啊，叫领长，这是他算是悔改的祷告。
You know, the Psalms of David is written by King David when the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba.
看这个五十一篇的十七节，十七节。
Verse 17.
神所要的祭啊，就是忧伤的灵。
The sacrifices of God are broken spirit.
神不喜欢你的一些祭品献祭。
And God does not delight in sacrifices that you would bring burnt offerings.
神倒有喜欢你痛悔你的罪的忧伤的灵。
But what God finds favor and desire is a contrite heart and a broken spirit.
拿单去自卑他的这个错误的时候，大卫啊真的痛悔了。
When Nathan came to rebuke David of his wrong and of his sin, David was very contrite in spirit.
因为他真的有悔改的心啊，所以体验到神所要的祭就是忧伤的人，灵神啊忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
Because truly David wanted to repent towards God, and he seeked God and asked God not to despise his broken spirit and a contrite heart.
既然这个神啊喜欢人有悔改的忧伤的灵，而会亲近呐这个忧伤痛悔的人的话呢，他会怜悯的了。
And since God desires a person who will come to him with repentance and a contrite heart, and all the more God will have compassion over this person.
所以会赦免我们的罪，悔改赦免我们的罪。
Of his compassion, he will forgive our sin.
而我们所祈求的，就是会听我们。
And what we pray for, God will listen.
再看诗篇三十四篇。
Let's look in Psalms 34.
十八节。
Verse 18.
三十四篇十八节。
Psalms 34, verse 18.
耶和华真神靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。
The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
所以祷告的时候啊，我们要先想。我有没有得罪神的地方。
So when you pray, you must think of in what area have you sinned against God.
如果有的话赶快悔改。
And if you know that you have sinned against God, you must immediately repent.
你不悔改的话，神不会听你的祷告。
And if you do not repent of your sin, God will not listen to your prayer.
然后祈求才有用。
Then make your supplications.To God.
一般信徒不懂得这个方法呀，跪下来马上就向神求我需要什么啦我需要平安啦赶快医治我的病啦。
And normally if people do not know what God desires, the moment they kneel down, they will pray for God to give them peace, to give them this and that, and also ask God to heal them.
一般信徒大概有什么病的时候啊，那么就写了一个单子，请大家帮助祷告。
And normally when a member wants us to pray for them, they'll write on a slip of paper.
我不敢说这个不好啦，但是只有来求，马上求我的病医治或者什么困难解决呀，不一定有效果。
I dare not say that this method of writing down your prayer request is not good.
如果我要为他祷告的话呢，我要问他。
But rather, when I'm going to pray for this person, I will have to ask this person.
你有没有得罪神的事罪？近来有没有做什么错事得罪了神
？I will ask this person, have you recently sinned against God and do things that's not pleasing to Him?
让他想一想。
Then when this person start to examine and think about it,
如果有什么讲好那。或者这个是你生病的原因，所以你要悔改。 不然的话这个病不会好。
And this person said, yes, he had done something wrong, then you must encourage him to repent. Otherwise, his prayer will be of no avail.
因为这是出于神的管教，是活习的一种啊。
Because this is a discipline from God, it's like a test of fire.
真悔改之后，为他祷告才有功效。
It is only the moment when this person repents, then when you pray for this person, your prayer will be effective.
或者他自己能够悔改祷告。不要人家帮助他祷告，也是有效的。
And also, if the person know himself to repent, his prayer alone will be effective.
因为神是看人的内心呐。
Because God looks into our heart.
啊，这样祷告。
And this is how you pray.
我可以讲一个例子。
I'm going to talk to tell you another example.
嘉义的一位姊妹啊，当台中学生另一个的时候，她特地来。台中给学生参加灵会的学生见证。
There was a particular sister that came to a spiritual convocations in Taichung, Taiwan, to especially tell the student her testimony.
她见证说她脾气很不好。
And her testimony was that in the past she has very bad temper.
常常跟丈夫吵架。
And she will often argue and quarrel with her husband.
有一次不知道为了什么原因啊，也吵起来了。
And one day she didn't know what's the reason, and she started to argue with her husband again.
我一句他一句，我一句他一句，这样子越讲越气。
So both of them quarrel, and both the husband and wife became very angry with each other.
气得他就哭下来啊，回头啊就走回娘家，他的娘家也是在嘉义市的啦。
She was so angry that she decided to walk out from the house and left and went back to her own family.
顾不了一切啊，大呼小呼的就走回娘家。
She started crying and she left the husband.
想不到她一个小小的孩子啊，看到母亲哭着出嫁，她还跟着哭着出来了。
And she didn't know that one of a child that is very young also crying and running after her when she was running away crying.
当她回到娘家不久的时候，有电话来了。
And it was when she returned to her parents' home that she received a phone call.
说你的那个小孩子啊，遇到车祸，现在被运到啊，再到这个嘉义医院的这个急诊室。
The phone call told her that one of a child ran after her and met in an accident and is now in emergency ward in the hospital.
听了这个消息之后，她吓了一跳，真的晴天霹雳啊。
And when she heard of this, she was in shock.
顾不了一切，赶快跑到嘉义医院的急诊室去。
And immediately she ran and raced to the hospital.
到急诊室看到这个孩子啊，昏迷不醒。因为脑震荡啊，昏迷不醒的，躺在这个床上。
And when she was in the hospital, she saw her own child unconscious because she was suffering from concussion.
那她就顾不了有多少医生、多少护士啊，就跪在这个床铺的前面呐、啊，痛哭啊，求神赦免呐、啊。
And she couldn't care about who was around her, whether doctor or nurses. She knelt before the bed and she cried to God for repentance.
因为我脾气不好啊，跟丈夫吵架呀、啊，所以让这个孩子遇到这个情况啊。
And she prayed to God and asked God to forgive her because of a bad temper and because she was angry with her husband and they started to quarrel and this caused the child to run into an accident.
一直哭，那么一直求神赦免。
She continued to cry and ask God to forgive her.
而求神医治我的这个小孩，使他能够醒起来。
And continue to ask God to heal this child, so this child can be conscious again.
这样哭的祈求啊，不知道多少时间。
And she knelt and she cried for a long period of time. She was not being aware of how long.
她得到圣灵了。
And it was at that moment that she received the Holy Spirit.
很奇妙，她得到圣灵了。
It was very miraculous that she received the Holy Spirit.
她没有求圣灵啊，只求神医治她小孩啊。
She did not pray for the Holy Spirit. She only asked God to heal her own child.
她得到圣灵了。
She received the Spirit.
你为什么她会得到圣灵吗？
Why do you think at that point she received the Holy Spirit?
她悔改啊，痛悔啊，把自己的这个污秽的、脏的、杂事啊， 都弄干净了。
It is because she repent towards God and present all her impurity, all dirt and filth from within her.
这个干净的心啊，神的圣洁的灵就会进来了。
It was only when she cleansed her heart with the prayer, then the pure spirit of God can come into her heart.
比方说这个电线要通电。
For example, when we want electricity to run in the cord,
这个电线生锈了。
And if one of the wire is rusty,
或者有什么脏的东西啊，或者什么布啊，什么纸张啊，这个包在这里啊。
Or if there's some other impurity that's blocking the electricity,
那么这样子通啊，电不通来。
Then we know that the electricity cannot flow through the wire.
你要充电啊，一定是要把这个电线弄干净啊。
When we are filling it with electricity, we have to make sure the wire is clean.
生锈的话，就把这个所生的锈啊除掉。
And if that's rust, we have to get rid of the rust.
有布条了什么就拿掉。
And or other impurities.
完全干净了，插进电马上通来。
Only when it's cleansed, then the electricity will flow.
就是这个道理。
And this is the truth.
那个时候的这位姊妹的心干净了。
At that point, when the sister was praying before a child, her heart was cleansed and it was holy.
不记她的丈夫了，不指责她的丈夫的缺点了，只说自己的不是了。
And she's not counting the wrongs of the husband or complaining against her own husband. She only looks at her own wrong.
所以圣灵才会降下来。
And it was only at that point of time that the Holy Spirit descended upon her.
比方这个杯子弄得很脏。
For example,
我们能够喝的干净的水倒进去吗
？If the cup is very dirty, would you pour a clean water into the cup?
或者你有先入为主许多观念啊知识在里面，
所
以你进去也进不去啊，你已经有东西了嘛。
If you have some of the preconceived ideas or learning, it's very difficult for the truth to come into you.
这给我们一个能够求圣灵得圣灵的这个秘诀呀。
And this is a secret to praying for the Holy Spirit, is to cleanse your heart.
再讲一个。
I'm going to tell you another example.
信心的祷告。
This is a prayer of faith.
你要有信心。
You must have faith.
看到都这么多的弟兄姊妹都有了，这个不是骗人的，我也应该有，我一定也会有。
And when you look around, all the brothers has already received the Holy Spirit, then you tell yourself that I surely will also receive the Holy Spirit.
这个神应许的圣灵啊
，Because it's a promise.
应许赐给他们也会应许赐给我、啊。
If God has promised to give them, God will also promise to give me.
因为神是慈爱公义的神啊
，Because our God is just，
他不会偏袒的
，and merciful， and He will not show partiality。
所以我也一定能得到
，and surely I will also receive the Holy Spirit。
有这个信心
，You must have such a faith。
请看马可福音11:24。
Let's turn to the book of Mark。
马可福音11:24。
Verse 11, chapter 11, verse 24. Mark 11:24。
11:24，所以我告诉你们了，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是求什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。这个要念着，就得到。只要你相信，得到，会得到，那么就一定会得到。
Believe that you will receive it, and it will be yours.
还没得到什么，怎么能相信得到呢
？Prior to receiving the Holy Spirit, how can you believe that it's yours?
还没得到，能够相信得到才是相信呐、啊。
Prior to receiving the Holy Spirit and you know it's yours, then that is true belief.
那已经得到了，需要相信吗？我已经有圣灵了，我相信我会得到圣灵。
There's no need for you to believe if you have already received it.
有这回事吗？没有得到，但是我相信得到。
You have not yet received the Holy Spirit, but you believe that you have received it, and then it will be yours.
有这个信心
You have such a faith.
才会得到
Then you receive it.
复习一遍，要渴慕，渴求
First, you must thirst for the Holy Spirit.
能够专心
Secondly, you must concentrate.
能够悔改
Third, you must repent.
能够有信心。
Fourth, you must have faith.
蒙神垂听的祷告还有很多了，啊，暂时讲这个世界。
And there are many, many other methods when God will listen to prayer. But I will talk about these four very important ones.
凭着这个世界，啊，这一次的祷告。
And based on this four method.
完全能够做到这个地步，我想你能得到。
And if you can truly do all these four.
如果得不到，不是神不公平啊！
And
你还没有具备这个事件呢。
And if you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, it doesn't mean that God is unjust. It's because you still have not prepared yourself with this four method.
岁数到长老啊，禁食三天啊，不吃不喝啊，还得不到呢。
Elder Xie Shen Dao, he fasted and prayed for 3 days, and still he did not receive the Holy Spirit.
你禁食过几天，祷告了没有？
Have you fasted and prayed before for the Holy Spirit?
岁数长老，就是我见证过你。不下决心，我今天晚上得不到，我到天亮我不起来。有这个迫切的，有这种渴慕的心。
Elder Shear, he had a determination when he set his mind that he's not going to get up from his knees unless he receives the Holy Spirit, and this is the kind of heart that you must have.
这样才得到。
The heart of determination, then only it will be yours.